Rav Tzadik Vavam et Beis, Gozal, Behema, Vihiskino, Avodim, Vihiskino, Mishalim, Kishas, Agzele, so Pashtus is Hiskine, the Behema, and the Avodim, Zikne, Hezadin, Shinui, and he pays how much they were worth, Bishas, Agzele. Rav Meir, Oimer, Bavodim, Oimeroi, Harei, Shaloch, Lefonecha, Rameyer holds Avodim Hukshula Karkois Vekarka Einen Igzeles, so there is no Mais Igzela whatsoever on Avodim. So Mameyla, there's no Chiyav Hashava, there's no Kinyin Shinui. So he says, Arei Shaloch Lefonecha, here's your Evet. Gozol Matbeya V'Nizdak, Peiris V'Yirkivu, Yayin V'Hechmitz, Mishalim Kishas Agzela. This is also called a ishtanus. So Mamela he's kind of the matbeya, the peiris, the yayin, and he has to pay how much it was worth. Bishas the gzela. Matbeya v'nifsal, tume v'nitmeis, oslosei malchis, or tume became tome, chometz vobel of pesach, behemiv nisavda bo aveire, oishe nifsal megabe misbeach, Sheyaitis Lesokel, so this is, all these are Tziyah Vehezek Sheininika, so it's not called there was a Hishtanes, Eimer Loi Harei Shalachol Lefonecha. Let us just again see Rashi, Bavodim Eimer Loi Harei Shalach Lefonecha, Vechikar Kedomi, Bavodim Ahuk Shalakakoy, so Bishusei Demori Kaime, it was never taken away from the Odain, there's no Chiyav Hashove, there's no Kinyin Shinui, so Memele, so he just leaves the Eved there. Gozal Matbeya V'Nizdak, Shinui Hanikahu, and let us just look at the Bach for 1 minute. V'Kanye B'Shinui. And he was Kainet B'Shinui, Astak is a Shinui, and he was Kainet B'Shinui. And then the Bach says further, Asayv Diba Bach, Kach Masra Diba, Hechmetz Nami Nishtane, Reichoi v'taymoi, there's a whole, when it was Hechmitz, it was Nishtana Reichoi v'taymoi, Leimotzi l'meimolei harei shaloch lefonecha, and then, v'nevda bo aveira, nirbas, ay nevda, psulo lekolm, kedesanyim sheshnogach abo v'chamisha, shnifzol gavim izbeach, b'mum, the Bach says, afo pishenikar, b'doitin shabayin, potar, b'chol behemis, lav l'mizbeach kai. Now, I'd like to mention, perhaps be negeya, the Gemara also, the Brisker Rav says, Pshat, in this Mishneh, Chdush Egriz al Rambam, he wants to be Mevayer, the Shitas Rambam, this is Zicha Amachlekes HaRishayim in this, but he wants to say, Amir de Kebir in the Shitas HaRambam, and he says as follows. He says, Be'emes, Beis dine ninu bekein shegozal. In the halacha, that veheshev asagzeilo asher gozal, im kein shegozal yachser, love, he has to pay. There are two dinim in kein shegozal. Chode, this one din, ayidei din shinui shal kol ha-teirem. There's one din if it was nishtane, and this is not only a din which is applies to gzeile, it's by esnan. We also had this aloche that nosan lo chitim besnena vason tzeiles, and there the lomdis is the nechsheves k'may chayfetz acher. This ishtanis is considered, it's another chayfetz, it's aponim chadoshes. The esnan was chitim. There's no chitim here anymore. There's flour. Umekoyach zeh, and because it's a chayfetz acher, einei bechlal kein shegozal. So this is not what he had stolen. Let's say if a gazlan stole chitim and he made it tzeilus, this is not what he had stolen. So there's no chiyav hashava on this. Doesn't matter if there was a ishtanis, if the ishtanis was Litevusa, that means now it's flower, or Legreusa. This is considered another chayfetz, and he's kind of this chayfetz, the gazlan is kind of this chayfetz, and he's mechuyev to pay kishas hagzeila. Va'oid ika din beis, but there's a second din in Kain Shegozal, the hadin hezik shebechayfetz, the chayfetz was damaged, Mashvilei le'enoi ke'en shegozel. That is why it is not ke'en shegozel, was genizik. V'din zeh she'en e'nechshav ke'en shegozel mishum hezek achayfetz, loy mishum she'etzem achayfetz nishtane. If it's not ke'en shegozel because there's a damage in the chayfetz, that does not mean at all that the chayfetz change, v'nase kechayfetz acher, rak dezen nema le'inyin chiyuvet egazlo. This din, if it was a hezek occurred in the chayfetz, dezen nema le'inyin chiyuvet egazlo v'lo yochel le'miftel nafshei b'arei shaloch lefonecho, he can't pater himself with b'arei shaloch lefonecho, ולקיים בו זה דין השווה, אבל לעניין קניין לא נאמר זה כלל, ולעניין קניין באינן בעצם החפץ ישתנה. Now, let us just explain what he said so far. He said, I'm מיר דקזך, there's a second case. Let's say מטבע ונזדק. המטבע ונזדק is פשט is, this is not upon him חדושס, there's a damage to the matbeya. There's a crack in the matbeya. That's not called the ponim chadoshes. Zot the briskerov, and this is the shita sarambam. So, it's not a different thing. He's not kind of the bain. He's not kind of the matbeya. It's the same matbeya that he stole, but there's a damage in the matbeya. So, or if there wouldn't be a damage, let's say the matbeya became nifsal, there's no damage, it's a hezik shein enikah. So he says, "Arei shaloch lefanecha." I stole the matbeya. Here's the matbeya, the same matbeya. No problem. Arei shaloch lefanecha. And Yenik can grumble. And Shuldik, you stole a matbeya that was worth X amount of money, and now it's worthless. And Shuldik, it's a hezek shein enikah shmei hezek. This is the same matbeya. So Mamela, I'm returning what I stole from you. There's no damage in it. It's ain enikah hezek shein enikah shmei hezek. But here, you can't say, Arei shaloch lefanecha, because there's a damage in the bank. You know what? There's a damage in the matbeya. So you know what the din is? So in Rambam state azoi. In Rambam state, if the nigzal wants the matbeya, he wants the matbeya. You have to give him the matbeya. You want kind of the matbeya, you have to give him the matbeya. But you have to pay for the damage also. Arei shaloch lefanecha zapoiter. I stole something that was worth Dalit Zuz and now it's worth Azuz. And I say, Rei Shaloch Lefanecha, and you have to accept it. That's if there's no damage in the chayfetz. The market went down. I stole wine that was worth Dalit Zuz. You could have sold it when it was worth Dalit. Now it's worth Azuz. So, Rei Shaloch Lefanecha goes, I'm returning the chayfetz. You have a hefset. Skate on the stone. That's Rei Shaloch Lefanecha. But, if a damage occurred in the chayfetz, so memela, I can't say, this is what I stole, take it back. If he wants it back, you have to give it back. But you have to pay for the damage. You can't say, reish loch lefanecha, empata yourself, take it back, and finish. It's not kein shagozo. You stole a whole matbeya, and you're returning a damage pay. Ulahachi meforesh. Call Hani the Tanina b'masnisin da'agoizel. So this second Mishnah, we have very interesting cases. Gozal behime biskino, medadeya v'nizdak peres v'rkivu. The mishalem kishas agzela kulu lav le'inyin kinyin misnayu. This Mishnah is not talking about Kinyan Shinoi. Lak le'inyan shaloi yuchal lifter atzmoi behem barei shaloch lefanecha. This second Mishnah is only saying you cannot say, But you're not kind of. Not where you have the skills in the Bach, Beshitas Rashi, Shini Aniko, Vekanyei Beshinoi. That's the Bach skills in Rashi. No, no, no. The Rambam, the Biskov says, did not learn like that. The second Mishnah is speaking about, the din of pattering yourself, even though it's worth less than it was worth Peshaz Gzeila. By saying a reish alach lefanech, if it's damaged, you can't say a reish alach lefanech, you have to be mashlim. How much it was worth Peshaz Gzeila. But the first Mishnah na goizel eitzim, which says a goizel eitzim vason kalim, that's speaking about kinyan shinui. That's speaking about kinyan shinui. I made kalim, that's a different thing. Let me boy it's a shinid lehoda. Al kaponim, there it's called, I stole a piece of wood, a chunk of wood. Now there's like, this is something else, this is a ponim chadoshim. Ba'seife, and the seife, trei dinim nefrodim, trei gavni shinui tnanbo. That's what the Briskarov says. A beautiful mahalach, according to the Shitas HaRambam. And there are two dinim. If there is a real change in the whole chayfetz, that's called a ponim chadoshis, there you're kind of the chayfetz. If the chayfetz did not change, there's only a damage in the chayfetz, so then the din is you're not koine, but you have to be mashlim the damage. You can't say, arei shalach lanecha. You are not returning to me what you stole. You stole a matbeya sholem, and you're returning a damaged matbeya. Fine. Okay, this is how the Briskarov wants to say pshat in this Mishnah according to the Rambam. Let's go a little further. Omar Rav Popper, Omar Rav Popper, loy hiskino hiskino mamish, elafilu kochesho. Rav Popper says, a bigger chiddush, you don't have to say that it got old, now it got weaker. Zot Rashi, let's see what Rashi says, elafilu kochesho, and here Rashi says, the chiddush of Rav Popper is, lehavi shini kuleha, you didn't change, the loy yishtani kuli gufe. Here this is very good according to the Briskarov. Fakert is saying that even though there was no ishtanis in the guf, there's no ishtanis in the kuli, it got weaker. But you see, you can tell there's a damage in the behemoth. That's also sufficient. Okay. Frekte gemore, banan, hiskinot nan. I don't understand. The Mishnah says he's skinny. You tell him, no, why is skinny? Mamish. So the Gemara answers, Noat Omri Kochsho Ke'ein Hiskino. The Mishnah means Kochsho, but it's equivalent to Hiskino. What's that equivalent to Hiskino? Lehoda Bori, just like a Zokin can never become, can never acquire youth. So Memele, the Kochsha was speaking about that. I said that he can't say Reish Lachanech is also speaking about that it's a Kash that will never be able to get back to the previous Kaiches. Fine. Okay. Now we're going to have a very sosom Dikki Gemara. Omalei Malkeshishe Bereida Rav Chisda LaRavashi. Malkeshishe told Ravashi, Hochi Komri Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Gonav Tle Venasa Ayu, Egel Venasa Sher, Nasishini Biyodai Vekoni. Tova Chomocha, Shaloyi Teveya, Shaloyi Moicha, Omalei, Lav Aminaloch, Leitachlich Gabri, I told you, you shouldn't accept names. Ahu mishmei de Rabbi Loi itma. That's a memra of Rabbi Loi. So when we learn this Gemara, it's Sisrei Torah. It's how does it come in the middle of nowhere? And he told them Rabbi Yochanan said. He said no. Rabbi Loi said it. There's a meiridike pshat in this Gemara. I saw the Shmur, the Mafteich. They bring down from the Maraponim and the Yerushalmi. And he says, Amor Yodike Pshat in this Gemara, and perhaps according to the Piskarov, we could appreciate this Pshat. Omar Lei Markeshi Shebereida Rav Chisda L'Ravashi, Hochi Komri Mishmeida Rav Yoichen, this is Akash and Rav Pope. Rav Pope said, Achidush, Loi Iskina Iskina Mamish, Elafilu Kochesha, which is a Merdik Achidush, even though the whole Behema didn't change, is that the way Rashi says, Lahavishini Kulahai, Loishtani Kuligufe, is also the Nebereshul Achofanech. So he said, and Shuldik, Hochi Komri Mishmeida Rabbi Yochanan, and Afilu Gonav Tleve Nasa Ayil Egel Venasa Sher. Do you know what Rabbi Yochanan said Pshat in the Mishneh? Gozal Behema Vehiskina means that he stole a tle and he got older, became an ayil. He stole an eagle, Venasa Sher. So Lechayre, he meant to ask him as follows. If you learn, and if we'll learn Pshat according to the Butzkerov, it's Mamash Moyodik. He says, if you learn, Iskina means it got older. So there, it's not called a real Shinui. It's damaged. It's weaker. So you can say, Kochesha, who had in the cat weaker. Iskidum yod Iskina. And Shuldik, you're learning wrong Pshat the Mishneh. Hiskina does not mean a young animal got old. Hiskina means gonavtle v'nasa ayil. Egel v'nasa shoyel. That is a complete change from the transformation from a tle to an ayil is a different chatze. An ayil is a different thing. It's a different shem and it's a different inyan. A shoyel is not an egel. So, Memele, how could you learn from this Mishneh that Akash Teloi Hoda, you can say Reisha Loch Lefanech, and Shudik, this Mishneh is speaking about, his kini means Gonav Tleve Nasai. That's what he told him. So he answered him, and Shudik, you're mixing up, Rabbi Yochanan never said Pshat, Gonav, Ego, Vehiskino, is Gonav Tleve Nasai. And Shudik, he never said such a thing. Rabbi Loi said such a thing, and the first Mishneh, Kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeile lasui oda Rabbi Loi. So, Memele, you're mixing up two memories. Avgon ha-tle v'nasa ayil estaka complete shinu, yitake koina legamri. That's the first Mishneh. That's a memory of Rabbi Loi that's shatn kol ha-gazlonim mishalmim kishas ha-gzeile yitake koina. But Rabbi Yochanan never said pshat at that pshat in our Mishneh. Our Mishneh speaking by the schema means that it got old. And this Rapopo was Madama Krisha to Iskina. So Vakert, they're two different things, so don't mix up the Manda Omrim. They're two different in Yonah. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rameir Aymer, Bavodim oimeloi erei shaloch lefanech. So Rameya says that Avodim is ukshele karkois, ve'enem nigzolim, yisei erei shaloch lefanech. Oma Rav Chanine bar Avdini, Oma Rav, aloche ke Rameya. So Rav said we paskin like Rameya, Avodim is ukshele karkois, Avodim enem nigzolim, so yisei erei shaloch lefanech. Frech de Gemore, Rav Shovik Rabbonon Ovid Kirameya, it's a modern Maisa, Yeva Machlekes, a Yochet Rab. Rabbonon holds Avodim Kimetaltalim, and you can't say Reishaloch Lefanech. Rameya holds Avodim Kimekalki. So Rav was Oizev Das Rabim, and he passed him like Rameya Yochet, Omri Mishum de Baraise Ipretanya. No, in the Baraise it says Fakel. Now what? Rameyer says, is Mishalim Kishas Agzeile, and the Chachomim say, Rei Shaloch Lefanecho, so the Rabbonon are the ones that hold Avodim Kimikar Kidomi, so that's why Paskin like the Baraisa. Trek the Gemore, Berav, Shovik, Masnissen, Vovit, Kibaraisa, I don't understand. The Mishnah says that the Rabbanon hold Avdi Kimitalfali Domi. He has a Varaisa that says Avdi Kimikalki Domi. So you're a Boicher, the Mishnah, and you go like the Varaisa. So tomorrow, no, Rav Masnisa Nami Ipretoni. Because of the Varaisa, Rav said the Mishnah is also a Grais. So Lamai said the Mishnah also means to say the Chomim hold by Avodim say Yarei Shalach Lefanech. Frekte Gemore Umay Duchkei the Rav, that's the Bach's Girse. The Apech Masnisim Mikami the Baraisa Amod Nemaise. The Baraisa says that Rameya holds Avodim Kimetalfli, the Chomim hold Avodim Kimekalki. The Mishnah says Fakel. So because of the Baraisa is Mapech the Mishnah like the Baraisa. Adarabe, neipach lebereise, mikami masnissen. And the Gemara Omer Rav Nami masnissen ipcha asne. He learned pshat, no, he was, when he was taught the Mishnah, he was taught a fakerte girs in the Mishnah, that Rabbanon hold, he say, reisha loch lefanecha. So Mamela, his Rebbe told him that's the right girs. And the Bereise also says like that. So that was the achro of Rav, that we pass can avdi kemikalki do. The boy is same, and if you want, I'll tell you another tellers. You're right, Taka. If a baraisa says one way and a mishnah says another way, so you're right. You go according to the mishnah, not according to baraisa. Ki loy apach, he not mahapach a mishnah b'mokim a baraisa chode mikamei chode. One, a Mishnah, because of a Baraisa, not Mapach a Mishnah because of a Baraisa. Chode mikami talti apach. But if two Baraises say that the Chachamim hold Abdike mikarki domi, so then we're Mapach a Mishnah because of these two Baraises. The Sanya. We learned a Baraisa, a machlef pore bachamel viyolta. Now, let's get into the Shaila. A machlef Now, we'll do, this is speaking about that, let's say, Reuven had a pora, and Shimon had a chamor, and they decided they're going to make an exchange. So Reuven went and was Moshech the chamor. Reuven, the Baal HaPor, was Moshech the chamor, and by being Moshech the chamor, automatically, the pora belongs to Shimon. Violda. And Lamaise, we come back to give over the pora to Shimon, and we see it had a vlad. Now, we have a problem. We do not know when this occurred. When did it have a vlad? Did it have a vlad before Reuven was Meshech the Chamor? Had a vlad before, so the vlad belongs to Reuven. If it had a vlad after the Meshicha Sachamer, it belongs to Shimon. V'chein, a similar case, a moicher shifchosei v'yolda. A person sold his shifche. V'yolda, we'll see Rashi says, is speaking about he sold it with kesef. And again, so l'maisa Reuven had a shifche. And Shimon gave him money for the shifcha. And then when we come to look at the shifcha, there was a vlad. And we don't know when the leida occurred. Did it occur before the mechira or after the mechira? Zeh oimer bereshusi yolda ba'lo shoisik. So let us say, for practical purposes, the moicher says it was born before the Mechira. And the Lekeir says, Yishaisik. Zochabo. So we'll see Rashi says, that the Mechira Zoycha als Bori Veshema Bori Yodev. So, the Vlad belongs to him. Case number two. Ze Oimer Eini Yedeye, Beze Oimer Eini Yedeye. No one knows. No one knows when the Vlad was born. Yachloiko. So here this is a new din of Maman Amutl Besofik Chilkin. That means, so they'll divide up the value of the Vlad, or of the Vlad. So that means this is Belitaine Seim Yesh Sofik Lebezin. This is a real Sofik Lebezin. We have no way how to be Machia the Sofik. So we say yachleik. Oh, now the third case, which is anegei alonu, ze oimel bershusi v'zoimel bershusi. Now each one is saying, the moicha says, I know clearly the blood was born before the mechira. The lekeach says, I know clearly the blood was born after the mechira. And Yishava ha-moichel shebeshusoy yolta. So now we'll see that, whether the Rashi explains it a little differently, but just before, just to plow through the Baraisa, we'll say poshet pshat. So that means like this. The lekeach is being taiveya from the moicha. You owe me the shifche and the blood. I know clearly the blood was born much after the mechira. The moicha says, no, I owe you the shifche, but the blood was born before. So memela. So he's a moide b'miktsas. That means the lekeach is taiveya the shifche plus the blood. The moicha is moid in the shifche, and he's kaifel in the blood. He's a moide b'mitzvah. Zayme b'rshusi, b'zayme b'rshusi, yishava ha-moicha sh'b'rshusa yolda, so the moicha should swear, and being teveya the blood from the moicha, so the moicha should swear, l'fi shekol ha-nishboim sh'b'teira nishboim v'loy mishalmin, divrei rameya. All nishboim shebeter nishboim v'loim mishalmi. Divrei Rameya. V'chachomim oimrim, so we see for Rameya, Rameya holds that avdi kemetal talidomi, because ain nishboim ala kalkois. So memela we see Rameya holds avdi kemetal talidomi. V'chachomim oimrim, ain nishboim loy alavodim v'loy alkalkois. V'chachomim hold, ain nishboim loy alavodim v'loy alkalkois. So memele, so the chama mod avdi kimikarki domi. So this is the second beraisa that says clearly that the chama mod avdi kimikarki, and because of this, Rav said you have two beraisas again, one mishneh. We have to go according to the gilsa of the two beraisas that say that the chachamim hold avdi kimikarki domi. That's where Rav paskin avdi kimikarki domi. Let us see Rashi. Ibchatanya, Reb Meir Oimel, I learned the Braise Fakert, Kishas Agzela, you pay Kishas Agzela, Chomim Oimrim, Bavodim Oimel, Le Reish Eloch Lefanecho, Vikom Arab, Eloch Ikramei, the Masnissen, Deiner Rabon and the Braise. Ifris Nayu, Raboisat, my Rebbe's taught me Fakert. Viboyis Eime, Kiloima, Afchina, Masnissen, Mikami Braise, Chode, Mikami Chode, there's one Mishnah, one Baraisa, you're not mahapach the gils of the Mishnah because of the Baraisa. Avol chode, Mishnah, mikam meitarti Baraisa, mahapach. Vohochi tarti ike, chode hoda amoran lael, first Baraisa, Bretanya, vida chode sein. Hamachlev poro vachamoyer, vamoicher shifchosoi viyoto. Narashi yezakashe, we're speaking about there was a sale of a pora. There's a sale of a shifre. The shaila is, was the ubo sold, was the ubo not sold. And the Tane speaks about two different oifanim of transactions. Hamachlev pora b'chamer is speaking about temura, an exchange. We're exchanging a pora for a chamoyah. Hamoichel shivchosai v'yolda is speaking about a mechire. That means I'm selling a shivcha for money. Mechire means for money. Machlev means an exchange. So Rashi Yerakashe, why did the Tane change the made two oifanim of transactions? By pora, he said, you make an exchange. By shivche, I'm selling the shivche. Why did he go into this? Zutrashi lochi nokat machlev gabi beheme, leitone moichel kide nokat beshivche. Zutrashi amir adikizach, the beheme ain't a nickness bekesef at sheyimshech. We have a Mishnah in Hazav, Hakesef Eine Koines Hazav, which means, Mois Einom Koines, which means if a person, a Lekeach, gives money for Metaltalin, you're not kind of the Metaltalin. That's a Mishnah in Hazav, Hakesef Eine Koines Hazav. And let's mention now, Ubinegeya Taisvis, but it's Kedai to mention now. So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what's pshat in the Mishnah? That means if the lekeach gives money for a davar metaltel, he's not koin. What is pshat in this? So machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "Mois einam koin. There's no such kinyan kesef. You're not koin. There's no such kinyan by metaltel. There's no kinyan of kesef. You have to be moishech the davar hanimka." To pay for the Dova Hanimka by Metaltum, there's no such kinyan. You're not Mois Einam Koines. That's Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mois Koines. Min HaTorah, I give the money. I want to sell a pore. I give the money for a pore. I'm Koines. Now the Rabbanon said Mois Einam Koines. Now why did the Rabbanon say Mois Einam Koines? So Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Yaimru Eloi Nisrafu Chitecha Baliyah, which means as follows. If a Lekeach we'll go over to Amoich. Let's talk about Tvua for 1 minute. No difference in Bahima, but let's talk about Tvua. A person will purchase Tvua, which is Metalto. So I'll go and give the Moich. The Moich has in his face, and he has in his Oitzah, he has 2,000 pounds of Tvua. I go over to the Moich, I give him money, $2,000. I purchase the Tvua. Yeah, when are you gonna pick up the tool? In a few days. No problem. Fine. No problem. I'm not a Kabbalah Chais. It's your tool. When you want, pick it up. I'm not a Kabbalah Chais. It's yours. Finish. It's your tool. That night, Rahman and Itzlon, there's a Seife. So, the Moiche, she get out of bed. She extinguished the Seife. She called the fire department. But she continues sleeping. So, at second thought, he thinks, what's my geschäft? It's not my tvue, it's his tvue. My oitz is insured, the tvue geht me gar nicht an. If he wants to come and pick up his tvue, gesundheit, he doesn't want to come it up, so that's his headache. It's sold already. So, mamela, and this will be a very, schriedeke catastrophe that could happen. If Mois would be kinder min atayre, and mit Rabbanan also, so the Moiche would never bother himself and be matrich himself to rescue the Dover Animka, what's gait him up? It's old, it's not his business. So Chazal made a takana. No. I got news for you. Mois ainam kindness. The lekech can be chayzer. It's not, no, he hears Mois ainam kindness, lekech can be chayzer. As soon as the smoke alarm starts ringing, he's jumping out of bed. It's his tvue. Shem v'shamayim. Baruch Hashem. So that's what they accomplished. That's the Sfar of Rabbi Yechon. Okay. The Baal in Rashi is not negated. Too much, but let's go to Rashi. So Rashi says like this. Why wasn't he consistent? Why didn't he say, Amoicha Shivcha, Amoicha Behemet? Leitone, Amoicha Kinenokat Beshivcha, the Behemet ain't an ignis, Bekesef, Atchayimshech. It would say, Amoicha Behemet. So Behemet is not an ignis, Atchayimshech. Vechimoshach, only you can with Meshich. Vechimoshach, so if he's Moshech, the Behemet. So it first becomes the Lekech's Behemet, when he's Moshech, the Behemet. Is now, so how could there be a shakla v'talya when it gave birth? When it first became the behemah of Lekech on his Moshe. So you'll see, is it Muberes? Is it Reikonis? Ve'ein kan sofik. So there's no sofik. So the Tana was trying to find a case that a behemah was sold and we don't know when the behemah gave birth. So if the behemah would have been sold with kesef, so kesef is in koines, you need meshicha. If you have meshicha, you very easily find out if it gave birth, if it didn't give birth. The avol b'chalipin metutna. So that's why he said it's speaking about chalipin. Kegoin shalei moshach balach amoyres haporet. He wasn't moshach the poret. He wasn't moshach the poret. Ela balapora moshach hasachamoyr. Veniknes hapora balachamoyr b'meshich hasachamoyr b'chomokim shehi. So the balapora was moshach the chamoyr. This was an exchange. And by being moshach the chamoyr, the pora was nicknet to the previous balachamoyr. So now, if there was chalipin, which is koine, so that's why the Tana was very careful to be explicit that it didn't sell the pora, because if he sold the pora, it's only nikta b'meshicha, and you won't have a shiloh when the pori gave birth. That's what we had to speak about was chalip. V'chein ha-moicher shivchosoi, Sarashi says, evik-nani nikna bekeseh, and evik-nani is nikna bekeseh, but Rashi doesn't go into the problem why. Rashi doesn't address the problem. But an evik-nani is nikna bekeseh, v'afal pishen ilfaneinu b'shas matan mois, so by a shivche, we can say that it was sold taket, because kesef is kind of shivche. Valo shaysik, so Rashi says, that was the first bavir, bari v'shema bariyot. Yishova ha-moicha, now, if there is a zeh oimer b'shusi yolda, v'zomi b'shusi yolda, is yishova ha-moicha. The ikar heido b'miktsas, there's heido b'miktsas, v'ike shvue d'yerais. He's a meida b'miktzes. The meicher is meida, I owe you the shifre. I don't owe you the vlad. And he says, you do owe me the vlad. Now, before we go further, let us just give a little hakdome. In Hilchus Shvuas meida b'miktzes, we'll understand what Rashi is going to tell us now. And let us give a little lumdis. What is the lumdis of meida b'miktzes? A meida b'miktzes means, let's say Shimon comes over to Reuven, I lent you $100. Now Reuven says, well, you're right, you did lend me, but it wasn't $100, it was $90. Now, looking at this scenario, Besen sees, Reuven is not denying that there was a halvor. He's meida, you're right, but not so much. So, Beis Din sees from this scenario that it seems that yesh dvorim betayne Shimon. Shimon is mourning him, and Reuven is not denying. He's just whittling down. It was $100 choy. It was $90 choy. So that's called this adrore. There's tzdodim that show that there's some basis to Shimon's taine. Reuven has to swear. Now, this is case number one. Let's talk about a case number two. Same scenario. Shimon comes over to him, I lent you $100. Shimon says, you lent me $90. Here's the $90, I couldn't talk. I don't owe you anything. It was $90, here's the $90, I have nothing but to do with you anymore. We're paid up, I don't owe you a pen. This is called Halach. Now, the lumdus of Halach is, the difference between the first case and the second case is as follows. In the first case, we go away that Reuven is saying, I owe you. He didn't pay him up yet. I owe you, but not as much as you say I owe you. But we hear the message of Reuven, I owe you. You're right, I owe you. So that's called, he's moide to Shimon's tefillin, but he wants to whittle it down a little bit. Then there's a shvuas moide b'miktzes. But if the dover that is made is ben, he can take it. It's so that's called a kaifa hakel. That means there's no, I don't owe you anything. Here's your behemoth, a guten tag, $10. You say you lent me $100. It's nishke steigen, nishke fleigen. You never lent me these $10. I'm a kaifa hakel. Halach, if the taiveya gets right away, there's no owing anymore. We hear from the nitva, I don't owe you a penny. Here's yours and a guten tag. That's called the Kaifa Hakel. So here, Rashi had a problem. In this case, that is being Taiveya, the Shivcha and the Vlad, and he says, the Shivcha is yours, and the Vlad, I never owed you a Vlad, it was born by Shusi. So this is Halach. Rashi, the problem, why isn't this called Halach? So Rashi brings down a Gemara about Metzia with an Akimte. It is speaking about Kegoin the Kota Leyoda Dein. It's speaking about this Shivcha, he's not paying back the whole Shivcha. Lamaise, he cut off this Meicher who sold him the Shivcha, he cut off the hand of the Shivcha. So he owes him, he sold him a Shivcha with two hands, and he's giving him a Shivcha with one hand, so he has to pay him the difference. So he owes him also. The Kota Leyoda Dein, speaking about again, the Kotel Yod Adayim, V'kotov alei hai, V'keyach, Shivcha, Shleime yesh lebiotcha. He says, you know, you sold me a Shivcha Shleime. Im v'lode, v'zayime, eh, you're right, Shivcha Shleime yesh lebiotcha. Avaloi v'lode, the meidle b'mitzis, m'shem heilach leimifte, the Kotel Yod, v'lav heilachu. Well, you look at the Bashel, it's not heilach, it's not saying, Here's what you teveya, because he's not paying what he's teveya. He's paying, he's teveya shimcha shleima, and he's moida, I didn't pay you yet the shimcha shleima, but I don't owe you. So I owe you for the shimcha shleima, I don't owe you for the blood. Nishboim v'loim mishalmim, mishatoi v'noise yishova v'yiftav, d'chsi v'lokach, boilov, bailov v'lo yishalim, mishalom v'lo shalom hu nishba, the one who's mechuyif to pay, he's the one that swears. Lokach Bailov, the Bailam takes his shua, the Tevei takes his shua, but lo yisham, the Nita doesn't have to swear, lo yishba Tevei v'yita. Einish boim, and the Chachomim hold, avdiki mekalki domit, b'shus moicha tamit, ad shiyovi lekeich rai. Amal rabonon, avdiki mekalki domit. Einish boim al kalkois, b'perik hazom. Now let us see Taisus. Amachlev porim b'chamer. Now, Taisvis also had this problem, why when we're speaking about two transactions of two Muborais, we're speaking about a Shifcha and a Poro, so by Poro we say Machlev, by Shifcha we say Moicha, Ucha de Milse Noka. So Taisvis does not like what Rashi says, that halachically here it has to be Machlev, because Moisenim Kainis, and then Shivche, you could make Mechira, because never does Nikta Bekesa. Taisva says no. Uche de Milsen Nokat. That what the Tana spoke about, two different Eifanim of transactions, because that's the normal way, Shivches are sold, and the normal way, Pogas are sold. Shederech Lahachlev, Pore bechamoir, usually they don't sell pores, they exchange them. Velimker shivcha bedome. So that's the normal oifen, and that is why the Tana spoke about these two oifen. Fine. That's the teretz. Don't make a ganze shtick teure, why the, that's the normal, you go to the, you look up the market, that's the normal procedure, you machle pores and you sell shivcha. Avalein laforish, but don't say lumdis over here. Laimot ilamin ketamoicha pora viyoldo. The fish ain't pora niknis bekesef. He can't say moich, because pora is not niknis bekesef. Ella be meshiche. O bishas meshiche. So if, since a pora is only niknis bemeshiche, so he can't have a shayla, if he gave birth or not, bishas meshiche royim yoldo vimla. So memele by pora, you had to say mach. Avo shivcha niknis bekesef. Tavodim hukshulikar kois, some emailers, or cholomar Yisrael. Rameik tonila. I don't understand. This is going according to Ramei also. Ramei loy makish. Ramei is not makish, avodim tukar kois. Do komar, dinish boyim ala avodim. Ramei holds, you swear on avodim. Balakar kois is loy danish boyim, because wukhuk bishwu is kabi yeshvom shen kikarke, venum kikarke. There's a mission in Shavuos that Rameya says you don't swear on Karke. Here it says you swear on Avodim. So what's the time of Rameya? Because Rameya holds Avodim leukshu lekarkois. So Memele, Rameya holds Avdi kemetalteli domi. So why does it say Hamoicher Shivchosai. According to Ramei, this Mishnah is going, this price is going according to Ramei also. Ah, you'll tell me. Ramei says, Lagabi, Shvue Avdi Kimetaltali. Maybe Lagabi Kinyi knows Avdi Kikalki Domi. So Taisa says, no, you don't split the hair. But even the Loi Makish Linyin Shvue, who are the Linyin Kinyin? You have to be consistent. If Rameya holds an Eved is a din karka lagabi shvur, is a din karka gabi kinyin. If an Eved is a din metalfum lagabi shvur, is a din metalfum lagabi kinyin also. How do I know you have to be consistent? The maisi raya hochem ishvur agezel. The Gemara wanted to prove from this baraisa that by gezel, the chachomim hold avdi kimikarki domi. Who's talking about gezel? So weiss doch euch, all halachas, you have to be consistent. If by shvur there's a din karke, by gezel there's a din karke. So what in by kinyan there's a din karke according to the chachamim, and according to Rav Meir, there's a din metaltalim. So why does it say, you can't say it, it says, this baraisa is going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds avdik in metaltali. It says, amoicha shivchosai. So it says Vaikha Shivchosai. So why didn't say Amoicha Parosai? Is a raya my spiktoire. What? Look at the Milson Arkat. Fine. But we have to understand Taisvis is very problematic. Taisvis opened up a can of worms. Shreklach a problem. Taisvis said So the same problem you had by Pore, if there's a problem, you have the same problem by Shivcha. So can't say Laban. Good, that's a good kasha. So what's the teretz of this kasha? May Taisvis, it says, Avdi Kimetaltali. So Avdi Kimetaltali, so Moisenim Kainis. So what, I mean, how did Taisvis understand the Pshat? I mean, he has a very good kasha. So how can you be Kaina Shivcha? Unless Taisvis means that the Mechira was with Kinyan Suda. Kinyan, that means the Maisa Kinyan was with Suda. He didn't pay for it yet, but he's selling it. We're not giving Matana. He's selling it. He's selling it for money, but it was a Kinyan with Kinyan Suda. And that's what Taisvis means. And that's the case, Al Kolchoch, by Shivcha. So he could say the same story by Poro also. He can sell a Poro also with Kinyan Suda. There is no problem Moisenim Kainis. You have to understand, with Kinyan Suda, we don't have this whole problem of Nisr V'Ritech HaBaliyah. The whole problem is when he got the money already. Then there's a time of Nisr V'Ritech HaBaliyah. If he made a Kinyan Suda, it'll be sure when he hears the fire alarm that he'll call up the fire department. There's no shayla about it. Maybe that's what Taisvis means. I'd like to mention a Muradike Ha'orah from Rabbi Kibbega. Rabbi Kibbega says as follows. He says, we had mentioned Bayez Mois Einam Kainis, because Chazal were afraid if the Lekeich will be Kaina with money, when it comes to the rescuing, the Tvua, when it starts burning, the Meicha won't make too much of an asik out of it. The two of the Lekech will get burnt, and there'll be a tremendous catastrophe for the Lekech. So Chazal said, Moisein and Kainis. Zut Rabbi Kivega, that's what it's talking about, Tvua. But you're talking about when you sell a Shivcha, you sell an Eved. You know, when there's a fire, you know what? The Eved will pick up his 2 feet and run away. Number one. And number two, there's a mitzvah of Atzalos Nefoshis and Eved Knani. You have to be Matzalim. So he says, so Mamela, what is Pshat and Taisvis Kash? Taisvis says, according to Rameya, Evet Kimetaltali Domi, no, and Moises Kainis, why do you say the same thing by Pore? So Taisvis, he says, there's a big difference between an Evet and a Pore. A Pore could be, won't run away, an Evet will run away, and there's a mitzvah to be matzal on Evet. And Taisus didn't say this teretz. So Tabak Kevege is a raya that in metaltulim, if Chazal said Mois Einam Koines, you don't look at each metaltul bazunda. this, here mois will be kain, here mois won't be kain. You don't look at it. Chazal made a leplug. Mois ain't him kainis. And therefore, they say the kasha, so, just like you say, ha-moicha shivchosai, say ha-moicha porosai. So they say, so the Teretz is not what Rashi says, no uche de milsanoka. Umiyu. Now, Tosfos maybe wants to mellow down a little bit. Miyuk tzas yesh lechalik. V'inyin gezel ushvua nira le Talmud. V'hashvei se tavai nofki yedei klal oprat. Gezel akam bepeg basre. Shvua bepeg shvua sadayona. So Tosfos wants to say as follows. Tosfos wants to say, maybe my whole kash is not a kash. My kash was Rameya holds avdik and metalpili domi. You swear on avod. The Gemara says, according to Rameya, Avodim Nigzolim. That's all the Gemara. Avodim Nigzolim, Avodim Nigzolim, could be Gezel and Shvua are unique. But when it comes to Kinyan, Avodim Nigzolim, and that's why Moses kindness. So Taisu says, how do you know to split the hair? He says, like Metalpulim, it's like Kalki. So Taisu says, it's very interesting, and by, let us give a little background. This is what the Bichus Abram says, Pshat and Taisvis. The Maisa, we have a klal, Yisnachaltam Oisam Levneichem Achreichem Lereshes Achuze, V'yimakish Avodim Tekalke. That's the Pasuk. So we learn out Avdikim Mekalke Domi. So maybe that's the Mekal Avdikim Mekalke Domi. By Gezel and Shvu, we have a klal prat a klal. The klal prat a klal is we make ma aprat dova hametaltul v'gufay momen, af kol dova metaltul v'gufay momen. Now this klal of prat comes to tell us, according to Rameya, that is abdi a dova metaltul lomdes kika, but of a dova metaltul v'gufay momen, so mamela nishboy nolov and nixolim. That means this klal prat, a klal is mafkia from the hekish lekalka. So that's by shvue, that's by gezel. So that's our sugya. When it comes to Kenyan, we have a hekish, huksha avodim lekakois, shalom al yisro. That's what this one says. So it could be Rashi is right. So the first case was that the one of them said that the Vlad was born in my rishus, and the other one is shaysik. Is so they said this. L'man di amabor v'yishem abor yodif niche. Laman d'omer loy bor yodif aymeri shehu meforish teshtike kaido dami v'loy kaimer eini yedeya. Amir dikazach. That means like this. If Reuven says the blood was born in my rishus, and Shimon says, I don't know. So what's Pshat in Shimon? If you don't, I don't know. I know it was born in my rishus. What are you telling me? You don't know? She don't know, but I do know. So you have to understand, if Shimon tells him, I don't know, he's telling him something. That means even after you said it was born in your rishus, I still don't know. That means, who says that you're telling me the truth? So every tiny Shema is a shtikal akrosha also. That means I'm not convinced. You say it was born. So, if you hold Bori Vishem or Lav Bori Yodiv, you know I love Bori Yodiv because the Shem is also Shtikalakrosh. You say like this, I'm not convinced. So that's telling something, so therefore we don't go Bosa the Bori. But if he keeps quiet, so, you know, you say he was born before, so, that's Shtike Kaido. That's better than Bori Vishem. That means, no, you say like this, I have nothing but to tell you. So he keeps quiet. Then you say, Shtika Kaido. Now let's just finish this sugya. So the Gemara says, Yehochi, that's Rashi's Girse. The next to the last line. Hai Alochi Kerameya. We asked Akash and Rav, why did you paskin like Rameya? So Rav says, Aganus for you. I'm not paskin like Rameya. I'm paskin like the Chachomim. The Chachomim are those that hold Avdiki Mekarki. So, in fact, the Gemara, so what's the Loshen of Rav? Yehochi hai alochi ki Rameya, halochi ki Rabbonu mi boilef. You say the Rabbonon hold Avdiki mi karki domi, the Mishnah Zagrai, so say alochi ki Chachomim, not alochi ki Rameya. According to Rameya, hold Avdiki mi talpli domi. And for the Gemara, Achikama, Lamaida Abchiso, the way it says, Makelf in the Mishnah, but Teniso, the way it says in the Mishnah it says that Rameya holds Avdika Mekalki, Haloche Kerameya. What is he, what Rashi says, Ihochi, the Masnisa Nami Binin, Lamisne Ifre, Haloche Kerabona Mi Boile. So he answered him, no, according to your Gilsa, I'm saying Haloche Kerameya, but in reality, it's really Haloche Kerabona.